All right, now then, let's flip the chapter. Okay, let me get on over here. Let's get on past the feeding of the 5,000 and that. I don't want to, but I'm going to. Okay. Let's do verse 27. And then we'll go to 33. Okay. Somebody read me verse 27 of number 6. See, his says the same thing mine does. So let's start at the top of that verse. Stop toiling. You can't work yourself into a position that makes you okay with the Holy Ghost. You are okay with the Holy Ghost because he come there and interrupted your life and slapped you upside the head, just like he did me. And just took you and rattled your cage. And now somebody's trying to teach you all these rules and regulations is going to make it work for you. No, what's going to make it work for you is the same thing it did in the beginning. This right here. This is what makes it work. I love you, Father. Jesus, you're absolutely awesome. Okay. Stop tolling. Stop it. We need another breath. Y'all ready? Everybody? Okay. That's refreshing. Okay, now. Stop toiling and doing and producing the food that perishes. Don't let your world be guided by the lust of the flesh. There's nothing wrong with a nice pair of boots. There's something wrong with it if this thing is up on a pedestal somewhere and I worship them. And you may not know that about me, but they may be up on a pedestal and I might go home every day and just give them a big kiss. Oh, you're so worthy. I don't look like an idolater. But what does an idolater look like? Like everybody in this room, that's what they look like. Stop toiling. It's not about those things. I am blessed for you that you have those toys. But let me tell you what the important thing is. That little girl getting herself fixed. And that punishment hell put on that family dissolved away. Okay, jump over to 33. The bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Who is that? That's right. Say it with me. Jesus,
thank you
that you are the bread of life. You are my bread of life. You are my bread of life. I receive strength from you. I receive healing. I receive blessing. It doesn't matter what anything else says. It only matters what God says. In Jesus' name. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread. Jesus said, verse 35, I am the bread. Our work was off the charts. I didn't know it was. I didn't know about charts. I'm just a kid down there blowing and going, baby, I'm fighting devils and I'm loving it. I'm getting beat up, spit on, banged up, put in jail. I'm getting stoned and beat with clubs. Man, I'd be sitting there, Ms. Hogan bandaging me up, praying for me, speaking in tongues. I'd be sitting there seething. How long before I can get back out there? Is that right or wrong? And she goes, it's going to take a couple of days. All right. I just sit there for a couple of days reading the Bible, just seething. Am I good to go? Yeah. You got to eat the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. And you see, this is the calm down version. You got the calm down version now. And look, all of a sudden, I get this call. It was a letter. Back in those days, we didn't have telephones. But I get this letter from these people. They want to come to the work, you know. And I go, whoa, because these are important people. In the Christian world, y'all know them. They wanted to come. I thought to myself, self, this is a great opportunity. And I told Ms. Hogan, yay! God has got us recognized. And so, oh, whoa, what's up with the Miracle Whip and the mayonnaise? Was that what she was doing while I go up here? I'm bringing this home with me. I might eat some right now. Do you know how much this is worth where I live? Dude. Valuable commodity. Okay, now where was we? Well, I got my attention got brought onto something else, that we will not worship this stuff. But since it's here, how's the truth suiting you? You all right? Well, I must tell you this, and then we're going to go on to that. There's this story that's trying to get out ahead of time. Who knows if it's ahead of time or not? I might be off. We'll see. So, I went to get to my house is not easy. So I had to go and get these people, and it was lots of hours to get them back to my house. Man, I was so excited. We didn't have any money, and I put everything into it to get them some food and all that. And I carried them out. I was so excited to get these important people out in our work, because all these dead raised and blind and lame and all these miracles and all this wonderful stuff, and you know, in an area that since the fall of man, there had never been anybody preach the gospel to these folks. And I was happy that God broke it wide open and it was on fire. De Dios. Espíritu Santo y poder, hombre. Shataba. And these guys go out with me, man, and man, oh man, and we got Holy Ghost. Wow, them guys can preach. Lord have mercy. I was interpreting, man, I was so proud to have that spirit in our work. And then finally, it's the day they fix to leave. In the morning, they leave, and I'm about to carry them back to the airport. And they said, well, the reason we came down here, we need to talk to you. And I go, you know, I was thinking it was for souls, you know. I was confused. And they're sitting there, and I'm excited because I esteem these people. And this is what they told me. You're going to have to change the way you talk and act. I said, why? I realize I'm too street for most of y'all sitting here. I got that. But just because I'm a... a mad preacher's kid that hates hypocrites and went out to the world and trusted the gangs over the church, why should you hold that against me? Because that's the way it should be. He said, no, no, that's not the problem. It's not the way you talk and act. Hey, have fun. Be blessed. Okay. What is it? Well, it's how much you use the name of Jesus. I said, how much money did y'all spend on tickets? And you all of y'all came down here to tell me that I use the name of Jesus too much? So I stood up and I looked them in the face. I said, we'll never see each other again. This is the last time. For your own safety. I make not idle threats. Stay in your yuppie, lying spirit world. Because here, we use the name of Jesus. So I threw them out. Clearly the Bible says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. Never, never be hungry. You know, and so these people are telling me I'm taking it too far. They're telling me that I have gone way extreme on believing the name of Jesus. I want you to go ahead and give me Bible and verse for that. Anybody? How can you have too much faith? How can you love Jesus too much? How can you worship Him so extremely in your spirit that you are no good to anybody, including heaven? Where is that? It's from the devil. So what I'm here advocating to you is there's no limit on how much you can trust God's name, Jesus. There's nothing you can go too far and too extreme on at believing the name of Jesus. It don't matter what government tries to shut you down. It don't matter what church group tries to shut you down. It don't matter what friend, family member tries to shut you down. Jesus let you go free. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I've got you. I've so got you. It's calculated and on purpose. Jump over to 47. I assure you and most solemnly, I tell you, he who believes in me. Who is the me here? Who? Do you understand? I can speak 8 languages. I can read in about 5 of those. And all the verses, I was a while ago, I don't know how many times do you think I went over this? I heard chapter 6 while ago in Spanish, probably 8 times over, listening to make sure I was not wrong. Before I stood up in front of you and proclaimed such a feat. You cannot eat Jesus too much. You cannot receive too much strength from Him. It's not possible to go too far in the Holy Ghost. Rules have been set up inside the church because of the fear of man. I'm going to have to go ahead and unbuckle those fears off of us. He who believes in me, who adheres to, trusts in, relies on, has faith in me. He now possesses something. What is it? Almost all of you sitting here believe you're on a trek with God that the end result is going to be a bow. Look at that big feather. Look at that thing. And that in a minute, this big angel is going to come walking down with this beautiful bow box and hand you a present. And you're going to uncover it and it's going to be eternal life. I made it. Well, my Bible says. Whoever has faith in me has now possesses eternal life. That's different. All right, next verse. This is Jesus talking again. For y'all that have the red letter edition, you can tell me that's true. I am the bread of life that gives life the living bread. Is that what it says, yours? I'm fixing to blow you. This is so awesome. What I'm fixing to tell you, it's not my fault. I am just as blown away by it as you are. Your forefathers ate manna in the wilderness and yet they died. Everybody, I was in a place in Alabama. This woman doctor, what do you call them? Gynecologist. She's a friend of Ms. Hogan. And I was there with them and she says, Brother David, and she is one of the smartest women. Awesome, awesome lady. She says, come here. She brought me in there. And it's the first place where the manna fell in the Bible. The first time they went out and gathered it up, right? Okay. She turns over there in her Bible and read it to me, and the thing filled up with manna. And I said, what is that? She said, get you some. So I started, me and her, we're just laughing, eating this stuff. She dumped it out, shut her Bible, zipped it up. And I'm just staring at this educated human being. She unzipped her Bible, turned it back over there, read it to me again. I'm just going, what? Yeah. And I'm awesome with the manna. But your forefathers ate the stuff and died. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven. So that anyone, say that.
Anyone.
Say, I'm part of anyone.
I'm part of anyone.
Anyone. May eat of it and what? Live forever. Never die. Shetababa. Shetana. Shalabadene. I'm going to have to unbuckle tradition and custom off of you. I'm going to have to unbuckle you from works mentality. I'm going to have to set you free to believe this. If you want life, if you want power, if you want fresh oil, if you want anointing, it's through the bread of life. His name is Jesus. He sure is. I just can't get over this. I can't get over what she started saying to me a while ago. I mean, she started quoting this verse to me, and I'm just looking at her. I'm just looking at her. So hopefully, I answer your question about what I think about it. Is this so far so good? All right, this is what my Bible says. I'm going to keep on reading out of mine because evidently somebody's reading a different version than me or something. 51. I myself, this is Jesus talking, am this living bread. Now I'm telling you. Anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Woohoo! And also, this bread that I will give is my flesh for the world. My body. He did that. It's a done deal. He went to the bakery. It's done. Okay, there just ain't enough time for all this. So the Jews got hostile again, verse 52. Then it talks about the flesh, the blood. And I notice y'all do communion every service. How long you been doing that? He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood possesses now eternal life. I will raise him up from the dead on the last day. So it speaks that you are going to eventually die as far as the body goes. But you will never die spiritually. You are alive. You understand how unpopular this message is? Unless you're talking to people that don't know any other versions. They only know what I tell them. And this is what I read to them. I don't read anything else to them. As soon as I get back, I'm going to go through the entire work again. Bible schools. Tediously, 8 hours a day, straight for days. We must eat. 56. He who feeds on my flesh, drinks my blood, dwells continually in me, and I will, listen to this, I will in like manner dwell continually in him. There's something you need to know. Here it is. Stick my hands up right here, there's fire here up. Put my hands from right here down, there's a river of fire right here. And it never leaves me. Ever. Ever, ever. If you feed on the Holy Ghost, if you feed on the Lord Jesus, I got into it. Nothing's accidental. But it seemed like it was, but it's not. Now I'm up to 50, 60 chapters a day that I listen to. It's almost always in Spanish. I feed. It's not music. It's not teaching, it's the Word of God. All right. I feed on the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus. My flesh is true and genuine food. My blood is true and genuine drink. I believe in the covenant. I believe in the Holy Ghost power. I believe in the Word of God. I believe in the power and authority and the blood covenant in Jesus' name. Just as the living Father, say it, sent me, and I live by through because of the Father. Even so, whoever, say it,
whoever.
That's me, say it,
me.
Continues to feed on me. Whoever, say it,
whoever.
Takes me for his food and is nourished by me. Jesus is the Word of God. Shall in his turn live through and because of me. <laughs> 58. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like manna, which your forefathers ate and died. He who takes this bread for his food, well, this is what it says, shall live forever. That's what the Bible says. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to officially raise the banner. Jesus is King. I'm going to feed on and drink the life of God. Okay. We had a... I told y'all that on the 2nd of January this year, we got blasted. We did. It was magnificent what God started doing, and these miracles. I started telling you some of these creation things, because the creation deal, I got into the creation thing accidentally, because I went to church and found this leper that didn't have any fingers and toes, no nose, no ears, and he was just sores. He was just dripping with ooze. He's covered in rags because everybody's afraid of him. They wouldn't get around him, and horrendous odor of death and all that. And I found him and we prayed for him. God gave the man new fingers and toes. Yeah. He got a new ear, a new nose, new skin. Awesome. 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 And then I can't, you know, we started having these things, started happening quite a bit. I would say, I don't know, it wasn't very many, but around 100 of these things happened. Just amazing. Golly, blow you away stuff. I saw it with my own eyes. And so it freaks you out. Makes it like you see me. Fearless. Not afraid of anybody for any reason. And then I came here, not you personally, but America, and I started telling these things, and I got put up against the wall and threatened, and I say what you want, people's opinion affects everybody. I'm almost over it. I'm a lot better now than I was when I was younger. But then they started stopping. It just started easing up, and it finally it left. And I was searching for it. And then this year it came back. You will not win the second time. You will either join me or I'll walk by myself. Because I'm right. I'm right about this. This bread of life thing is right. We've got to step on. No matter how high you go. Like a while ago we started talking. Brother David recognized it right away. This thing in Australia has got me conquered. It's got me. I'm not allowing anything to get in the way. There's something I'm after. There's this new thing God's doing, and I'm going to go try to get my hands on it. I don't know if it's available for me. I never have known that. My rights are different than other people's. Here's my right. I'm going to show you my right. I'm going to go see if he'll let me have it, though. Because you don't know he won't. It don't matter how many times you've lost. That has nothing to do with the bread of life. Past has nothing to do with my present and future.
That's right.
And so I'm going over there to get it. I'm going to go over there for the purpose. I'm going to bow in the presence of the Mighty One. Maybe he'll touch me. You don't know he won't. I hope he does. I am going to laugh for 16 years if he does. Maybe longer. Oh, let me tell you my story. I want to tell you my story. I could eat every bit of this at once. Doesn't it show? Okay. We had these meetings this year. This just happened now. This year. It was in February. And boy, these meetings were awesome. I was grateful because you have to sleep with the brothers out in the villages, and the food is odd, and the conditions are stressful on the body a little bit. And it's there, but it's for them. It's awesome. It's their life. So I've got nothing to say. Negative. Nothing. My responsibility is to comply to their way of life, to win them to the gospel. That's my responsibility. And that's what I do in Jesus' name. And so we were out there. We went through like three or four of these campaigns. And man, it was building. Every campaign was stronger. And we're just bug-eyed, freaked out at the power. All these people coming in, hundreds of them, just getting saved. Wow. Just wow. Wow. And we was with these Huasteco Indians. They're notorious for witchcraft. They got conquered by the Aztecs. And the way the Aztecs did their kingdom was they dispersed these powerful people through their kingdom. And as a city would grow, but they would split them in half and move them again to keep them conquered. That's how they did it. And so these Huastecos turned to witchcraft to fight the Aztecs. Okay. So they're spiritual people, these people. They're amazing. I admire them greatly. I wish I could understand the spirit realm like they do. One day I will. They're teaching me. And so we had these meetings. It was wow, wow, wow. And these Huastecos decided, Brother David has flipped. And we need to seek God to be like him. So they're going to do these all-night prayer things in a row. Boom, boom, boom. So they started on it. They got in this prayer thing. We left. And the reason I give them 2 or 3 days between campaigns is so our team can break down the tents and the stuff and move it to another location and put it back up. And then we'll start all over again. Boom. Okay, that's the way we do it. So, but these guys, when we left, they decided, wow, this is awesome. And they laid down on the floor and started speaking in tongues. This is what I call the Shadabai time. They were shadabaying. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. A whole bunch of them. Pastors. And they're just seeking God. Nothing. No agenda. Jesus. How awesome would that be, eh? Just Jesus. I'm going to tell you how productive it is. Here it is right here. Phone rings. We haven't had telephones. At best, coverage is spotty. The people bypassed the whole landline thing. There was no phones and then there were cell phones. And so it's spotty at best. It's not even 3G. It's way below that. And so Phone rings, though, and the kids feel obligated to answer these things. They are trained by the modern spirit of the age to obey technology. And the parents sitting in this room are the ones allowing it. And I don't care how popular I am with anybody except God. How about that? That makes sense? Okay, good. We'll continue then. And so the phone rings and the dad is on the ground. The mama, this is the moment of faith, the one I told you about with the grandma. She's laying right there. Well, her son gets up and goes answer the phone. Kids. Must answer phone. Must answer email. I must answer text. Okay. My boys are like that. That's why it's funny to me. I laugh at them so much. And so he answers the phone, and I'm glad he did this time. Hello? So he goes and gets mom because he knows better than to mess with dad about the phone. Mom took the call. Now, mom is the faith lady, remember? Don't understand logic? That lady. Here's how it went. I'm at the hospital. My baby died a couple of hours ago. It's in the morgue in the freezer. Now, haven't we all had them calls? Yes, we have. So what does a faith lady say? In the morning at 8 o'clock, we're having another prayer meeting. It'd be great if you was here. And the lady on the other end goes, excuse me, who is this? My baby just died. She goes, yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be here. You be here. Click. Now, you modern Christians, there's something that you do now. I'm going to give you a name for it. You stick up your by God fist. Ain't nobody got the right to do that to me, by God. How about that? I'll go somewhere else. You know what you need to do? There's the door. You and your little by God demon. Because sometimes God is trying to raise your baby from the dead. And you need faith. You need to drop the by God fist. And have a little bit of faith in God. See, you see how uncomfortable it is? And I'm just looking at you. And you're just sitting there uncomfortable. Because I know it's true and so do you, but you won't admit it, but I will. You need to lose that. That's an attitude. That's a demon. And it's blocking the power of God in your family. But heaven wants to touch you and bless you. And we need to let him. Is that okay? Is that okay? Okay, the phone's up. This is the woman of faith. She never told the pastor about the phone call. She just lays down. Okay, here we go. 8 o'clock in the morning, they went through the prayer meeting. 8 o'clock in the morning, they're getting ready to start another all-day prayer meeting now. The woman that was at the hospital with the dead baby in the freezer comes walking through the door at 8 o'clock. In tow is a 5-year-old raised from the dead. Woo-hoo-hoo! everybody wants to know the story. She was so mad at the pastor's wife, the lady of faith. She sat down there fuming, and then she decided to obey her. Smart idea. She went down to the morgue and got the doctors. They got the baby out, put it on the slab, and she stood there and told her baby, "You come back to me in Jesus' name." And the baby sat up, raised from the dead. Now, how awesome is that? Baby's dead like 5-6 hours right in that range. Just good enough time to get it nice and chilled out. The blood's all froze and everything. Okay, you ready for the finish? Because that was just a warm up. Because you can imagine if one of y'all's families had that happen and that baby walked through that back door, because it's 8 o'clock right now, and somebody come through that back door, do you understand the party that would ensue? Do you understand what would happen here? The weakest worshiper in here would just spin out like a top. You would go bonkers at the goodness. I've been around this a lot now. I know what happens to humans when miracles happen. They go, "Wow!" And a party breaks out. Yeah. So that's what happened. They're just freaked out. Everybody pinches the little kid on the face, the whole deal. But then they all got to worshiping God and forgot about the little girl. All right. Now, anybody got a toddler? They're escape artists. I am a good grandpa. And I try my best to outthink these toddlers. It's impossible. You can't. You got 300 eyes watching them, and they still evaporate. Just get away. She did. She's just party going on. Everybody's happy about the dead raising. Little girl, she don't get the whole dead raising thing. Do you understand that? They don't get it. She gets outside. All the adults are in there shatterbying. She is free. No adult supervision. Yes. I'm serious. But there's a problem with that. Disobedience. There's a problem with it. Hell is looking for that. Now, she just got raised from the dead, right? So what do you think she could possibly get into now? Well, it snorts, and it weighs almost 400 pounds, and it eats babies. It's called a hog. And it's loose. We hadn't figured out exactly how it got out of that pen, because it was tethered in a pen, and it's outside, and it sees her. So what did the pig see? He saw a taco. Tender yum yum. This is like going to McDonald's and getting all the chicken I can eat. How many McNuggets can you eat? And then here comes the hog. And the baby. You think the baby sees the hog? Of course not. But who saw the hog? Who knew it from the beginning of time? What's his name? That's right. So he's got something up his sleeve. How's he going to deliver her this time? There's a crippled guy in a wheelchair sitting in the sun, twisted up. And and we've been praying for this guy for 17 years. And he's sitting over there, and he sees that girl. He sees the hog. He sees everybody in there, and they shout about it. Adults have a horrible time. He just would rather party. So here's the crippled guy. There's the baby. Wee, dirt, wee. Here's the hog. Thank you, God, I'm hungry. Are you getting this? This needs to be a movie. I'm serious. And now I'm fixing to quote the cripple guy. He woke up with the little girl in his hands, running. So the cripple guy is screaming. The church people come running out from their hallelujah party. And when they saw the cripple guy running with the girl, everybody. We've been praying for this guy for 17 years. The bread of life did that. Son, I love this. Can you tell I love this? This is so in my... I am... You know how long I waited for this? My whole life. I've been on destiny collision with this stuff for a long time. And just like anybody in this room, the same opportunities to quit, if not more. The answer is no, devil. Here's the phrase that God gave me, that I say it's God. You might not agree. Hell no. Heaven, yes. Come on. Do you understand how out of control the Holy Ghost is? He's just doing everything. He's just absolutely doing whatever he wants to. This is so awesome to be in this. We're in this. It's now. Now lies. Now lies. Now lies. You see why I've changed since the last time I saw you? Because hell came and burned me down. Heaven came and built me back up. And it gave me more power. It's just amazing how awesome God is. Will you please stand? Thank y'all for letting me get that off my chest. I had to do that. It was bothering me pretty good. I am freaked out about this. Because I told Ms. Hogan that me and her got to go buy that little girl. We've got to buy that little girl because there is no... There is no telling what's going to happen with her. Because in 24 hours, God raised her from the dead and then saved her from the hog and raised the cripple up to do it. It's amazing how bizarre these stories are keeping on going. Wow. So, this is my question, right? This bread of life, this blood of the covenant, don't you want some of that stuff? I do. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. So let's start worshiping him, please.